Hello, inquisitive viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
Fruit bats are responsible for 90% of the regrowth of the forests. About 145 genera of plant depend on bats for seed dispersal and pollination.
Today we are visiting Luby Bat Conservancy in Gainesville, Florida, USA, in the first of a three-part show. Luby Bat Conservancy is a research and conservation breeding center that's home to over 200 varieties of rare and amazing fruit bats, including the world's largest species.
We have the most diverse collection of bats in the world. We have 12 species of fruit bats, 212 individuals.
Fruit bats, also known as flying foxes, belong to the suborder Megachiroptera of the family Pteropodidae, which contains approximately 166 species who are unique for their purely vegan diet. These fascinating mammals, including some critically endangered species, can be found in densely forested areas of Africa, Asia, Australia, and Europe. And although they are vitally important to Earth's ecosystem, little is known about their behavior. Thus, the Luby Bat Conservancy's mission is to preserve fruit bats and their habitats through research, conservation, and education.
This place was founded back in 1989 by a gentleman named Louis Bacardi. And Louis Bacardi had a passion for endangered wildlife, and he built this facility. One is a place to house endangered species, and we had had everything here from different species of antelope to different species of parrots, and Bacardi had a passion for bats as well. It was part of his family legacy. There had been a lot of work going on with fruit bats, but Louis Bacardi knew there was a lot more work to be done. Their numbers were going downhill because of bushmeat, overhunting, and deforestation. He unfortunately passed away in 1991, but his legacy lives on by what we do here. All the other animals that we had had here had since been moved out, and the idea was to focus on strictly fruit bats. The type of bats that we primarily focus on are in the genus called Pteropus. They're the large fruit bats, also known as flying foxes, and there's about 67 species of those bats. About half of those bats are considered threatened with extinction. So the global status of fruit bats, more importantly the old world flying foxes, the old world fruit bats that we deal with, are really not doing too well. They're threatened with deforestation, their numbers are declining because of overhunting, and it's a global problem. I mean, we're seeing in a lot of countries. So there's a lot of work to be done, which is why Luby's here, and a lot of people are out there doing some great work, but unfortunately the populations continue to decline.
Fruit bats play a crucial role in the survival of many varieties of fruit and other plants in our planet's rainforests. Unfortunately, however, this key fact is often overlooked, which has put the animal at risk of extinction. Decades of neglect have caused over half of the fruit bat species on Earth to be classified as threatened or near threatened to become extinct.
There's a lot of work to be done, and Louis Bacardi knew, and a lot of the researchers that we work with know how important these animals are, not only but for seed dispersal and pollination of flowers, but to the economies and a lot of the areas where they're from. I mean, these type of bats are vital to the pollination of plants such as bananas, agave, all sorts of products we depend on, durian, baobab trees in Madagascar and Africa, and they're extremely important animals to the environment. Louis Bacardi knew that, and we continue that work, focusing on these type of bats because of their importance to seed dispersal and pollination, but because their numbers are also declining. And as their numbers decline, a lot of the fruits that we depend on, which are also economically dependent, are going to fall with the fruit bats. So our work is focused on fruit bats because they're so vital to the ecosystem, but also to the economies of the countries they're in as well. Thing about bats are a lot of people think of them as rodents, as flying mice or flying rats, and that's completely false. Bats are not anything distantly related to rodents. They are in their own class of mammals, and they have a reproductive history kind of like ours, kind of like humans, as in they usually only give birth to one baby, or it's also known as a pup, at a time. So the reproductive rate is just not fast enough to be able to keep up with the decline in fruit bat numbers, be it through overhunting or deforestation. But those are the two primary factors right now affecting fruit bat species, deforestation and overhunting, and unsustainable harvesting with overhunting.
Now, Let's take a tour of Luby Bat Conservancy to meet some of its smart and precious fuzzy residents.
What makes bats unique is that they are the only mammals that can fly. Bats are in their own order of mammals. It's called Chiroptera, which is Latin for hand wing, because these guys are the only mammals capable of flying. And what enables them to fly are these things right there. It's their wings. They have these massive wings which enable them to fly. This species right here is called the Malaysian or the large flying fox. As I mentioned before, flying fox is also another name for an old world fruit bat. These guys are bats. Their wingspan can get up to about 6 feet and about 2 meters wide. So this is the largest species of bat in the world whenever it comes to wingspan. Now this right here is actually this joint on us. It's their middle finger right there. Their wings are nothing more than just extremely large hands with skin in between the fingers. Now we always make the analogy that if a bat could stand up, which they can't do, but if a bat could stand up and put his wrist near the top of his head, his middle finger would touch the ground. That's how big their fingers are in comparison to their body. And they use their thumbs in order to crawl around. But you could see their fingers. This would be his thumb. This is his first finger, second finger, third finger, fourth, and fifth, and you can see the skin that goes in between the fingers. That's also known as the patagium. A lot of people ask, what does that skin feel like? Well, what it feels like, what we compare it to, is your eyelids. It's just a few layers of skin with blood vessels that you can see, with blood vessels and muscle tissue in between. But that's what enables these guys to fly. But they have 10 fingers, they have 10 toes, just like we do. And if you watch this guy kind of moving around with his legs, it almost looks like his knees bend the opposite of ours. But they don't. They have knees and legs and toes, just like we do. But what makes them unique is that with their hips actually turn their legs out so that they kind of curl in. They have legs just like we do, but their hips kind of turn their legs in that enables them to crawl around. So they could use these thumbs to crawl around, they use their toes to crawl around, and obviously they have these huge wings right here that enables these guys to fly. That's why these are the most unique mammal to me in the mammal world, because these are the only mammals that can fly. These are both males. This is a bachelor group.
Bats are very curious, intelligent animals with an incredible social structure.
Her name is Curry, and Curry is a spectacled flying fox. They're found in northeastern Australia and some of the surrounding islands. As far as we know, she's one of a kind. She showed up on our doorstep one day in a kennel in 2001. We don't know who had her, how they got her in, where this bat came from, but she was hand-raised. She's very gluttonous. She'll take whatever we can give her. She's great around kids. Now, whenever we bring educational tours in, and whenever the children walk by, she's usually one of the first bats up there to kind of take a peek and see what's going on. So we're very happy to have her here. We're not sure how she got here, but we're very happy to have her here. So the species is relatively common, maybe threatened in northeastern Australia. But the fact is that of any zoo, of any institution in the Western Hemisphere, she's the only one of her species that we know of. And she is extremely personable. She craves attention. She's just fantastic for our educational program. These guys here are pretty shy. But this is a little blonde species from the Philippines. I'll see if I can get... She's going to be all over us now because she knows that we're here and we have food. But these little guys are... We have quite a few species going on here. The little guys right here are called a little golden mantled flying fox from the Philippines, and they're considered threatened where they're at. The species in that's kind of to the side, the larger species, is called a variable flying fox, and they're found in Southeast Asia. I'm going to get her more nectar. This little girl right here was born in July of 2010. Her name is Nina. And her mother is actually the bat on the left. So we'll usually keep moms and daughters together for as long as we can. And we're not going to be loaning any of these guys out anytime soon. We like to keep them here for education. Kids obviously love this species. They're small, they're blonde, they're pretty cute. This is an all-male pen. The guy on the right is a Malaysian or a large flying fox, again, largest species in the world. The bats next to him, the two next to him, are called an Indian flying foxes. Again, flying fox is just another name for a very large old world fruit bat. And the longest lived bat in captivity was one of the Indian flying foxes, and that male lived to be about 35 years old.
Bat Conservancy's highest priority is to help conserve wildlife through various means, including breeding for reintroduction.
This right here is called a Rodrigues fruit bat. And these bats are found on one little tiny island off the east coast of Madagascar. And this is an endangered species of bat. And at one time, these guys were one of the world's most endangered mammals. Luby Bat Conservancy has 12 species of bats here, and we routinely breed four of the species that we currently maintain. We are the only place right now currently breeding the little golden mantled flying fox and the variable flying fox in the United States. So we're pretty special when it comes to that. We were the first facility to breed the Malaysian flying fox, also known as the large flying fox, the big guys with the 5-6 foot wingspan. When it comes to the breeding of fruit bats, the management of fruit bats, we are the expert.
We thank Luby Bat Conservancy for giving us the special opportunity to enter the fascinating world of fruit bats. Please tune in for the second part of this series to learn more about the personality and intelligence of these intriguing animals. For more information on fruit bats and Luby Bat Conservancy in Gainesville, Florida, USA, please visit www.batconservancy.org. Thank you for watching today's edition of Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May our loving hearts encompass all creatures with whom we share our beautiful planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.